Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we have been here for Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
How
are you in our Lord Jesus? And how is your life?
I'm
going to request the greet of your brethren. Wish them a word of wisdom that you are going to give them. Wisdom is in the word of God. They give you scriptures there. And they explain and they also bring wisdom. And they also bring understanding. And they are in the counsel of God. To bring the counsel of God which cannot be changed.
You must
speak them in the power in the word. When they speak with wisdom, tell them no. The word of God is spoken in power. You finish, give them that word.
You
include knowledge in there. That word must be enlightening. And it brings revelation. And it brings revelation. If there's no revelation, do not believe. I have not yet had revelation. Yes. Tell them it must be having the spirit of fear of the Lord.
I have
not heard you spoken, it brings the hatred of evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Does it bring to glorify God? Manifest spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Let them explain to you.
Me
too, I want to give you like 1, 2, 3. Before we start.
Amen.
Yes. Me what I give is in the Psalms. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Verses 1. It says like this.
Omubulizi esuli yokutano nolunyiriri olusoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 from verse 1.
Okumanga ekigerekyo bogendanga mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwa yosadake yabasirusiru. Kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi.
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Yes.
You
know, anytime you're moving.
Obanga.
Or you move at the presence of God. Someone may say, if I'm moving to come to this place. But because we became temples of the Lord, the temples of the Holy Spirit, you, the Spirit, when you move within you be careful. You prepare well your movement.
Guide your steps.
For you say, guard your steps.
When you go to the house of God.
Yes.
You
know now.
Yes,
yes, we have synagogues where we come and we fellowship. But we have to think of two things. That the synagogue of the Lord and the house of God, that is the body where you are. If you move by it in this life of this world, you always guard your steps.
That
you don't just move aimless.
Did
you find in the wrong place, God does not expect you to be there.
Did
you find yourself with people who shame the name of the Lord? Because some people do not think and you do not mind
until
those you move with, those you work with,
you
careful as you move within that body.
You
move in the body which is not only yours alone.
It's
yours also, the house of God. If you move it in the settlers and the villages, you be careful where you branched off.
And
what have you done there? Does it cause a scorn on the temple of the Lord? You also think, he told me to arrive at what time? Lest you prepare your feet and you reach late here. Till as you come, you think of it. I'm going to arrive at what time that they told me or not. For you may come and give a sacrifice of fools. It's better than giving sacrifice when you have much foolishness. Sacrifice like which? Let's say you might have brought the tithes or offering.
They're
what you think. Don't arrive at the first hour of the night.
Or
second hour, I'll give up my offering.
Foolishness,
they are not profiting those your offerings. It is so important. Yes. Others, we come to minister, we give a sacrifice of ministration. And he said, no. You would have first sat and listened, and you get be arranged and prepared. And you give a sacrifice of ministry with wisdom.
Then
giving it with your foolishness, it's not. Now they are these of the choir.
Others,
they tell them, arrive. This time they come to the
temple.
That foolishness, give a sacrifice.
Also,
now, don't you think he's off now? He's begun to wildness. I told you, at least come early and hear. You come in the time that that's the time of ministry. Give a sacrifice of praise, okay. Yet it's a foolishness.
See,
this fool praises who? Yes. You may be targeting the time.
Not
the people, they say,
the
time of the word, I don't have it. I won't be there in the praise moment. And I praise the Lord.
I
this word, you are a fool. He does not want your sacrifice. Take away sacrifice of foolishness.
You
don't know you're doing evils.
What
have you heard that you understand what I want? Now. Travel is going to increase a little. Most when you know you're a minister here. And you target your own time that you want. And you prepare your feet in the time you want.
Not
the seasons God has agreed with you. You know God agrees with us. In Matthew 18. 19 and 20.
Say, so
if you sit on the earth and agree upon a word, he has put it in implementing it, and is there in that time, and then he waits. My God. Others, you targeted time of the praise. I want to go in that time. Things of sitting. No, they teach us many things. Many. Better you come sit to hear than say, give a sacrifice having your foolishness involved in it.
Amen.
Some of you conduct yourselves like that. Yes. Don't you see it? You have bad manners. God agrees with you the time of fellowshipping. And he comes in time. And you come in your own time. And he waits. That's what is of wisdom. Have you loved it? You have loved it. I give you wisdom. Never think to give the tithe and the offering.
We
are not ready to sit in the council of his words. It's not going to make meaning to you. To God, he will tell you one thing. One who gives a thanksgiving offering, he glorifies me. But one who will align his ways, this one I show the way of salvation. End up giving, he says, thank you.
And
I created you, but you're going to die from there. You're going to hell. The lake of fire is the next. Thank you for giving tithes and offerings, but you're not aligned with me. You familiarize me a lot. Someone is wondering. Now God then has become hard. That's how things are. Not as you want them.
He
who prepared heavens and earth, and he set the laws by which they move. Even the laws of going to the toilet, you fail to implement and do them. Right from both, God told you. God put the laws of going to the toilet. If a rich, you cannot break that law. If you don't break a law of God's squat on a toilet, and you are in time for that. I should not urinate. I told myself, you run.
Respecting
respect poo than the word of God. We are in the word of wisdom.
Oh, wow.
You put funny
laws onto yourself that I'll arrive at this time. Why not hold poo for 3 days? If those commands you obey them, or just go to toilet,
in
how much city the castle of his words. Foolishness is in people.
But
let me stir it up and you understand it. Yet what surprised most, the law of hunger, you can't break it. The hunger of the flesh, the hunger of the spirit, you break it every time.
Amen.
I'm hungry, I need food. The spirit is yearning, take me. Me too, I get the word. No, you wait. We have a deal, we are first dealing and finishing. Now you see, every time you hold another foolishness in the corner of your heart, you get it out. Someone is wondering, pastors, these days, they have a style of abusing, insulting people like that.
He's
just insulting us now. Now you want me to tell you how
that
you do good to offer sacrifice when you have foolishness? You think you will see the way of salvation? Read me Psalms. Psalms 50. Psalms chapter 50, verse 22.
Kale mulowooze kino mwabeerabira Katonda.
Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. You know you forget God a lot, and you remember your own things. Who dare forget their program among you?
You
forget the program you made with God? Are we together? God, when you come out, tear you when you forget Him.
He
will not tear your business.
He
will tear you yourself.
Business,
if it's the business which is hindering him, and you keep forgetting him,
when
you
had
to meet him at the ninth hour, you remember him at the 11th hour, and they spoke of which time, and you've just remembered God. God had forgotten him. He had said to me, my. God told me one word.
His
children are too much lazing around. Because he took away all enemy nations which troubled them.
He
said unto the lazy, going to restore back the five nations. On the problems he took away from you,
he'll
bring back five of them. They always teach you to be diligent with the things of God. Yes. That's not going to go back. It came like that until it accomplished what it was sent for. And the word of God has ever gone back.
It
has not gone till it's accomplished what he sent it for. Now what you have to know is going to take our laziness from us. Mostly those of full knowledge. Because he says we are diligent in witchcrafts. We go diligent. In religions where there is no understanding. We go diligent. In the false salvation. But when we preach in the truth, where you go out when you've understood well, and we began to relax, because all enemy nations which persecuted you, he silenced them. Now he says, the five, I'm restoring them back. I don't know it will be which nation.
It will
be a nation of your business, a nation of sickness, a nation of demons which strangled you. Which nation do you want? Praying prayers which are not answered. First thing you want that, because we are always with all those nations. They never left you all the time. A nation of not understanding. You want to come back once and you no more understand.
On
those you no more remember anything. Now it is like this, brethren.
You,
anytime you move your feet, you as the Spirit,
to
move within the temple of God, that body, you be very careful where you take it and what you plan it for. They are not yours. We are not of our own. We are bought with a price. We are no more of our own. We have to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits.
It's
not to give it everywhere you find. Not every saloon has to work on you. The man sits in the temple of God and he gives it up to the immoral people of the saloons, and they begin to massage the heads and they enter in
the
temple of the Savior in there. And the woman, they massage the thighs and the feet. They enter up. They go from the feet, enter upwards.
She's
this temple of God, they are massaging. Both things you do,
you
think more than twice. If you think thrice, you would have
called
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Are we together?
The
word of wisdom this time, it is not easy. My. Finish the Psalms.
Zaburi ya suri ya makumi ya tano, noru nyiriri olabili mwesatu.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 23.
Buri ampasa dake yokuwebaza angurumiza. Na yalongo soburunje kubulie, ndi mulago obulokozi bwa Katonda.
Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conduct aright, will I show the salvation of God. Yes. Because the sacrifice of praise, you glorify God. Thank you for glorifying me. If you do not align your ways, you will never see salvation. It is not involved. That's why I've told you, at least don't give it with foolishness. Because you do evil
to
give when you do not have knowledge of God. It does not make its meaning. Are we together? I told you, give your brethren a word of wisdom. I don't know you gave them which one. That is what I have given to you and to myself by the Spirit of God who gives to all of us. You do what?
Uh-huh. Dayoku katonu. Dayoku katonu.
Let's get back brief. We finish it.
Omubulizi esuli yokutano noru nyiriri olusoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1.
Okuma nge chigirecho bogenda nga munyomba ya Katonda. Kubanga okusembera okuwulira kusinga okuwa yesa dake yaba siru siru. Kubanga tebamanyi nga bakola bubi.
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be very ready
to
hear what God tells the church than to be in the things that I will be giving. comes right from the ministers. Me, I'll stand on the pulpit. It's a sacrifice of praise to the ministers. Don't need to sit when others are teaching. You hold foolishness in yourself. And God sees it. You
have
to sit when he speak through other ministers and you hear. And be very ready. Are we together?
Wow.
This the choir.
May
I give the sacrifice of praise. Yes. We are the choir. I'm assuring you, you have foolishness in the corner of the heart. And God says that sacrifice of your foolishness, even doing you do evil, others have begun service. You keep sitting inside there. Foolishness. Yes. You have no reason. If you have a reason, you can sit there.
Just
me.
God
said we sit here. He doesn't know we are going to sit here. Or it's you
two
counsel that we sit here. Why did you take counsel before we took it? Now it's this, brethren. Stop from realizing God. There are many things honor which are not worthy. Even the laws of some people, you cannot touch, break them. I tell you, a law of going to toilets.
That's normal.
You cannot wait. Running to toilet in time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So the things like those, let's give up on them. For giving a sacrifice and you have foolishness in you, that you do bad and evil. Let's end with this verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 2.
Akamwako tekanguyirizanga. Sono mutima go gulemo okwanguyirizanga okwogera ekigambo kyonna mu maaso ga Katonda. Kubanga Katonda ali mu ggulu nawe oli ku nsi. Kale ebigambo byo biberenga bitono.
Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Yes. I'm a minister with you. You will arrive in the time and you're not there. Now it is him who comes from heaven. You two, you dwell on this earth, whom you want to meet with. You know God.
He's
the Father who is above the heavens. You take counsel, I want us to meet.
It's
not told you come up in heaven, that will take you time where you meet on this earth, where you dwell. You.
Here
on the earth, you call him that you meet with him. And you tell the word, you in the third heaven, Jesus, tomorrow at the third hour, I want you on this earth that we speak together. And he's right in the time from heaven.
You're
on this earth and not in America.
In Uganda.
Not even districts far. Near. First, analyze that corner of your heart. Let there not be foolishness like that.
If you come here again,
God comes from far, you want to meet with him. And he arrives early in time. The Holy Spirit is one you call always. He spreads everywhere in heavens and earth.
And
gathers himself to come meet you here because you want him to manifest. And he already arrived. Left them on the automatic system.
They are multiple.
I have come to speak one on one. What were you telling me?
agendo tuka
as he arrives here. Wow. That's why he's told you that
if
God is in the heavens, you are on the earth. Where you call him to meet that you come late. It's like President Museveni
President
to agree with the American president to visit us here. And they are going to meet at Kololo.
Sawa.
Like the time they have agreed.
President
the American president
come
arrive in time.
Seven comes
at the 12th hour they agreed at midday.
He
gets to be surprised.
Now,
do you conduct yourself like that before God?
In
heaven, he comes from very far. He comes to meet you. You, Jacob. Yes. What surprised me most? The things of the world you run too quick to keep time.
You
say they're going to give out money at the 8th hour of the day. My goodness. Others will have come very early in the morning. Lined up. You have hypocrisy. Check under the heart, the hypocrisy. Let me end the word of wisdom. Perhaps it's a word to press us. They have shifted it from the word of wisdom. But it's of wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.